Hello and welcome to Zero Hour. This is Tim Bowring. I am here with my co-host, Hugh Joyce. Hugh, welcome.
Good afternoon, Tim. Good to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Today's show is an ongoing series that explores Metro Richmond's thriving art scene and the people who make it happen. Every Wednesday at 12:30, we sit down and have a conversation with one of these folks. Conversation itself is lively and spontaneous, so pull up a chair and meet some fascinating people. Today, we are talking with Chuck Scalin. Chuck, thank you for taking time out to be here with us today.
It's great to be here today.
Okay, so you were kind enough to send me some notes over for the show. You and I have known each other quite a while, and I was interested
way
to see...
too long.
way too long. A year. I was interested to see that what you wanted to talk about was coloring books, which usually is sort of an anathema for artists, I would have to guess. So that got my attention right away. And then as you know, as a child, it's, you know, color within the lines, and all the kids who aren't coloring within the lines. I think it's
true.
A pretty good prediction. There's a high correlation between those kids and them becoming artists, I would say.
Yes,
you know, I don't
true.
Know anybody's ever done any statistical analysis, but I would guess that's probably the case. But anyway, so here you are, all grown up, with coloring books. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So tell me about how this happened and how you got involved with Art 180, which is an organization that works with children. And this is a fundraiser. This coloring
it
book
is
going to be a fundraiser.
It is for Art 180.
For Art 180. So how did this come about?
Came about 44 years ago.
You really move on things quick, don't you?
It took a long time for the second edition to come out. 44 years ago, we were new to Richmond, and there was not much to do in Richmond at that time.
Right.
And so a group of us got together, mainly Jerry Helfgott, who was Myron Helfgott's wife at the time, and we decided we're going to work on a project. There were only maybe a dozen faculty at the time. It was 2 years before it was...
It wasn't VCU yet, was it?
It was VCU, yes, when
it
we
was.
Came. It was RPI 2 years before. I had been here for 2 years, and there was not much to do here, and we decided we're going to do a collaborative project.
Right.
What the project would be, we brainstormed, and we came up with an artist coloring book. And we only knew 15 artists here, including my wife and Rudy Weinbrenner. The rest were teaching full-time at VCU, other faculty, and we decided that we're going to do an artist coloring book. That was the first thing that came to mind, and so we did. We did produce a very limited edition coloring book, and we sold it to at the VCU bookstore at Tallheimer's. I think there was a little over 100 in this edition.
Really?
Most of our students bought it.
Right.
We required them to go to go to the bookstore because one of their faculty was going to be in this book.
Right, exactly.
And it sold for $3 each.
Well, really?
We sold out, and I had a copy. My wife had a copy. She was in that book also. And I forgot about that project. And it was about 3 years ago I started. I went online.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
So coloring book. So
yes.
Most people think of coloring book, black and white outline image.
Correct.
And then you color that in.
Correct.
Is that literally what you did?
What we did when?
Yeah.
Then?
Back in 1969.
Yes. I mean, most of these were outline. And you could color.
So the coloring book was, you'd buy it and then color in it.
That is correct. They were not... Yes.
Important point.
That's the
it's not pre-colored.
That's what you do in a coloring book.
You
buy it.
At the book.
And you color
and
in
you
the
color
book,
and
Tim.
That's where the name coloring book comes from.
Producing like a paint-by-numbers painting that was painted and then trying to sell it. It was a coloring book to color
to color in.
To color in.
Okay.
I actually have it in the palm of my hand.
And yes,
it is
you
very
do.
Cool. It is very, very, very interesting.
Are the images 1969 vintage? I mean,
well,
do they
of course.
Sort of
it was
jump off
1969,
the page
so it does. Tim is enjoying
at,
one of
I'm,
these
I'm
pages
just
right
at
now.
Page 13, and it has some different cartoons.
Don't mention the artist.
I'm not mentioning an artist, and it has several busts with just bras on in different cases. It would be very interesting to color. I can tell you that right now.
Well, that was an issue, right? I mean, people were burning bras back then.
That's correct.
So, I mean, that is an issue correct. Right out of those the time. That's
yeah. It was the 60s, of course.
Yeah, man.
You
yeah.
know, of course.
Yeah. I burned my bra. But, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
We did not know that, Tim. That's
Tim, can we get back to my coloring book?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, Tim.
Really, back please. To your coloring book.
So I Googled myself online, which
I
we
love
all
a good Googling.
Which we all tend to do, you know, and I'm scrolling to see what sites I've been, what my work appears on, and up came a rare book dealer. And I thought, rare book dealer. So I went to the site immediately. I looked at the site. It had the title of the coloring book at the time, which was a coloring book by 15 artists who somehow got together and became friends, which was created by one of our artist friends, that title. And I scrolled down to the bottom and it said, $750. Now you have to.
Wow.
I think I mentioned that the book sold for $3. So I thought, wow, $750 for this coloring book. And I thought, this is pretty amazing. I talked to a couple of people. Right. I told them about this and they said, well, it has to sell first.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, you
yeah.
can put
like
any
a piece
price
of land,
on
right?
this.
Yeah.
And so I forgot about it. But I, you know, I started looking for my own coloring books that I had. Mm-hmm. I had a couple of copies and couldn't find them. But later on I did when I went back to the site to check again mm-hmm. to see if maybe it sold. And it said no longer available.
Really?
So immediately I really, really started looking for this coloring book. $750 and it sold.
Right.
So I thought, perhaps it's time to do another coloring book, another edition of the 69. 44 years later.
Okay. All right.
And I started planning it, and I asked my good friend Matt Lively if he was interested in working with me on this project.
He was also a local artist. That we've
he is a local
to.
Artist. And
he's been on this radio show. Good, mm-hmm.
And he has been on this radio show and has worked with me on installations of many of my shows here in Richmond, and good friend. And he agreed to be my project coordinator. And what I needed to do was to find a sponsor, because I couldn't afford to self-publish this piece.
Right.
And so he recommended that I work with Art 180, that you know, might be a good place to start, to check with Marlene, who is
which is again an organization that works primarily with children,
with children
and artists.
And
in,
Marlene Paul
inner city, Richmond.
Is the co-founder and executive director for this nonprofit mm-hmm. organization. And had a meeting with her, and she was very interested in the project and agreed to sponsor it. So she was able to secure printing for it, and Matt and I started working on the project, and I invited 11 of the living artists from the original coloring book. The original coloring book was 15, and I sent them emails. I
yeah,
found
I was,
them
I
all. They were all over. You know,
yeah.
They were not in Richmond anymore. And they all graciously agreed to participate. So I have 11 of the original artists in the coloring book, and Matt and I came up with a list of an additional, we had 30 artists totally. And
really?
Yes.
Including the 11 from the original, and then
30 including total. Including yeah. the 11.
So 41?
Originally, we wanted to do about 25, but we couldn't stop at 25 because we kept thinking of more and more artists. There are many artists
and
in
I'm
Richmond.
And I'm looking at the list, and there's some really and, neat artists. But,
there's a lot more than 15 artists in
say,
Richmond now, let's put it that way.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
But there's many more wonderful artists in Richmond, and I just want to add at this point that I am thinking about doing another edition and inviting additional artists that we hadn't invited in the past. We had to keep the list down to 30, and it was really hard to make a decision. And so we will continue working on another edition. So we have, you know, two volumes of this coloring book.
Do but you, first, let me ask a snooty question. Do you see this as art? Do you see this as graphic art? Do you see what drew you to this? I mean, why, you know what I'm saying? Why do this?
The pages in this coloring book are original, and I don't have a copy. It's at the printer right now, so you can't see it, but it's all original artwork that was created for this particular piece. So it is art. The book is art. It just happens to be in a coloring book format.
Yeah, I wanted to help people sort of over that hurdle of...
Yes, and it's a lot...
So this guy's doing coloring books. Well, hello?
Well,
I understand what you're saying.
Two things. The listeners can't see it, but these are... The pages are almost suitable for framing out of the book.
Thank you for saying that.
In black and white. I mean, this one's from 1969. So now, the whole idea is you've got a piece of art.
You're absolutely right.
And the book itself is art. If you want to augment that art in your own way, you get a hold of this book and start coloring.
Do you have to use this? Does this come with crayons?
it will come with crayons at the launch event.
Really?
For this coloring book.
But you're not limited to crayons.
I'm going a little advancing a little bit now.
We're intrigued, and we're going to have to advance if we want to get to the punchline. So we're going to advance you. Now, we got this book.
What is
suitable for framing? It's at the printer.
It is. It is suitable for framing.
And it's exciting, and I'm telling you, the listeners are going to... Is there a website where we can go find out more about this coloring book?
No.
There is now. Because you're going to be on our website.
You'll be on our website.
That's great.
Zero Hour Radio.
We're doing massive publicity on this.
Okay.
We're going to have a major launch
event.
Tell us
about the launch event.
It's going to be at the Art 180. It's the first Friday in September, which is the start of this exhibition season. It will be held at the Art 180 headquarters.
How much is it to go?
Pardon me?
How much is it to go?
It's free for First Friday.
Wow, it'll be just open as a First Friday event.
Correct, but there is also a preview reception. It's an invitational preview reception on Thursday night for the artists, of course, and their supporters of their art special people who will be invited to purchase this book the opening night. And then, of course, it'll be open for First Friday for the general public.
And they can see the book and purchase the book
At the event, exactly.
How many are we printing?
Good question here, because it is a limited edition of only 500. Okay. And these will go very, very quickly, obviously.
And what's the price for the book?
The price is listed at $59. Now, you may think
that... What a deal. You just got to wait 43 years.
I was going to say, you probably think that's very high. But there's 30 artists. That's $2 per piece of art that you're getting in this book.
And they are
suitable for framing. We were thinking of that, and this is a perfect bound publication, so you can open it up and actually pull out
high quality paper
piece and actually frame the piece.
Very interesting. Now, is this a benefit for Art 180?
It
will
is.
Some of the proceeds go to Art 180
yes,
and then some
is...
to the artists, or how is that? I'm always concerned. I always want the artists to get a little something.
Well, they do get a copy of this.
But, okay, wonderful.
A free copy.
Let me just say, it is a labor of... I was just going to say, it's a labor of love. Everybody, and many of these artists support Art 180. They all, we all know about Art 180. All the artists
and just for
here
our listeners,
and support
just give
it.
Us a little thumbnail sketch on Art 180, its mission, where the building is down. And just generally speaking, they're working with kids.
They do, and
Art 180 gives young people in challenging circumstances the chance to express themselves through art and to share their stories with others. Since 1998, the nonprofit organization has worked with youth in Richmond area to create art that explains and illustrates their feelings. So it's...
Thank you, Tim.
Sure.
I couldn't have said it better.
Thank
but
you. I've
that,
memorized
that. That was on the press release that I gave you, correct?
Yes. So, Art 180 has been around for a long
time.
It
has been around, and Marlene has done a marvelous job with it. I'm just very grateful to be working with her on this project.
I think the last thing where they got significant press, I guess, was... Didn't they do the art show on Monument Avenue? and people.
Was yes. That the plywoods, the large mural on a sheet of plywood.
Right, which were fine, but there was some question about.
Well,
is
it was
public
in the
property.
And they made
Tim,
move them to
let's stick to my project.
Okay, I'm
please.
Sorry. Yes. So okay, Tim, the art books.
Tim,
the,
can, let's talk about the coloring books.
The coloring books were not coloring on book. Monument Avenue.
Yeah, I mean,
they are not on Monument okay, Avenue, good. But they are in the collection of the.
Can I make a prediction?
What?
I think that the coloring books will sell out on First Friday night.
I hope so. No. And Marlene will be very pleased, and so will I.
That's what I'm going to predict. I think that people are going to go crazy.
I think
if it's anything like this, the 1969
It's better, and it's bigger, and it's a full-color cover designed by Ross Trimmer. Do you know Ross Trimmer?
I know Ross, Tim.
Don't, but isn't he a fairly accomplished graphic artist?
He is.
If he doesn't
he
mind
is
being
with
called
sure
that.
Hand signs, and he hand paints vintage inspired signs around town, and he has been in publications. Mm-hmm. And I was very grateful that he agreed to work with me on the project, and he created this amazing cover, which you haven't seen yet, I don't think.
What about the old color? Cover. I'm sorry.
What
the
about
old
the
cover?
Old, yes.
You said there was some.
I have
some
a copy of the first.
Looks like a box of Crayola crayons.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the original cover that Ross designed for us that we all loved, and it is a box of Crayolas on the whole. The whole
oh, this is for the new book.
This is no, this is from the that's from the old book.
No, this is the new.
That's what I thought. That's
this
the new
is
one.
The first cover okay. for the new right. one that was rejected by the Crayola Corporation.
Of course. yes, right. I can tell why.
Because they're very careful about how we use their colors, yellow and green. And also the chevron shape and their name. So even though it's a limited edition, it's not going to be seen all over the country here unless somebody, you know, unless it's a rare book and it's up on, you know,
I like
on the internet.
It says.
It
says artist, what does it say on the front? It says artist coloring book, work from 30 artists, look inside.
That is correct. Now, the new cover is inspired by 40s and 50s coloring books, and Ross did a lot of research. Okay. And I have a collection of about 30 coloring books that will be displayed at the launch event.
Do you remember coloring in a coloring book as a child?
Of course, we all colored
in
coloring
books.
Yeah, I do.
I remember. Do you remember?
Oh,
you
know, absolutely.
Do you know why?
Yeah.
It was you know pretty, it was why pretty... coloring books became so popular
I have
in the
no
40s?
Idea.
Well, I mean, there was, first of all, not many homes had TVs to put their kids in front right. of, and coloring books were available and
inexpensive, I guess.
And inexpensive, and they're all themed coloring books so that, you know, boys could color Hopalong Cassidy and Howdy Doody, and the girls could color, you know, girl theme coloring books. And
but it is interesting that there's that wonderful fascination, and there's a thing called flow, which is when time disappears and you're just sort of into something,
right.
which happens to artists quite a bit and other
yes.
people who get into certain disciplines. Mm-hmm. But I can remember having that experience coloring as a child. I mean, coloring, you know, when a teacher would pull out a mimeograph sheet, that's how old I am, which to you youngsters is like a Xerox sheet, only
well,
smells a lot
better. I didn't
know you
were
better.
That old, Tim.
Yeah.
Mimeograph.
Yeah, I remember that.
Back to the book, back to the new book, which is exciting.
Let's talk about the new
book. We want people.
Not mimeograph machines.
A couple of things. You want to make sure they understand First Friday's where it's going to roll out. It's going to be available at Art 180. Will it be for sale anywhere else? If we don't sell out on it first,
we're going to have a couple of book signings, and I think it says in the material that you mm-hmm. have there.
Right.
I think
can we name a
yeah?
Can we name a couple of the artists that are
oh absolutely
book, that are new
absolutely?
I mean, there's some really you know there's just a lot of if I'm looking at this correctly, it looks like Tim's wife is in there, Sally Bellring.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. We invited her.
Yeah, Sally.
Apparently.
I see
of
Andy,
course,
Andy was, Ballady there.
Andy Ballady, Katie Baines, Joan Gousted, Mary
Ed,
Holland.
Ed Trask,
Lester
Heidi,
Van Winkle.
Say her last name again.
Trepanier.
I love we interviewed Heidi.
We got three different,
lady.
It's sort of like the country of Qatar, Qatar, you know, whatever. But
But also we have many of the old artists. Did you see the list of the older artists? I have those right here that were in the original book that, you know, Richard.
There's somebody
Kevorkian,
on here named Chuck Scalin.
Oh, I didn't know he was in
really.
Who invited him into that? Ron Jackson, Chuck Magistro, Bernard Martin was
Bernard
in the
Martin,
original
yeah.
one and will be in this one. Somebody called Maruta Resenis, who happens to be Rudy Weinbrenner. That's her professional name. Sid Shatsky, Tom Silver, Jack Solomon, Ken Weinbrenner. All these people were in the original and will be in this new one also, as well as my wife, Mim.
This is very exciting. And, you know, we would just encourage everyone to get out. And
I hope so. Hope to see everybody there at the
What do you think the difference, can you say... Is there a perceptible difference between this project and the other project? I mean, I can see a whole bunch of young people getting together and having some perception of let's do a coloring book. That'd be really cool.
Right.
And then, you know, 42 years later, must be coming from a different place.
Well, for this one, the artists didn't have any restrictions at all. You know, they were giving us artwork, so I didn't restrict any technique or medium. The first one was mostly all line art, so it was all just line. There was no, you know, like washes in the work, gray washes. This one I didn't restrict because we don't assume that people will color these things. It's called a coloring book, and you can color it if you want. I mean, right. It is, you know, if you want to color it.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were going to have a show of some of the pieces that have been colored.
Yeah, we want to recommend that you buy two.
Yes, there you
so
go.
One you can color, and the other one you can keep for 44 years. 44 years from now, who knows what it's going to be worth.
Who knows what it could be worth. Now, question, do you have images for each page that maybe would go up online on Art 180 site?
Absolutely.
So
it
folks
is going
can
up
go to...
very shortly.
So in a,
so it's not up
it'll,
yet.
It'll be on Art 180.
Art 180.
It will be on their site.
Okay, that's
yes.
easy to find.
So we'd encourage you know all the listeners to get out and
it's
and
not
check
up
out.
There yet because we're just slowly revealing a little bit at a time. But
okay,
it's the trickle.
But it's coming up quickly.
Do you have a website for your work?
I do.
And just focusing a little attention, because I always like to give artists recognition.
Sure.
I mean, you know, you're working in a lot of different mediums. We talked about that. But
I do.
Tell the listeners your website and where they could go to find out a little bit more about you.
My website is just my name. So it's chuckscalin.com.
How do you spell Scalin?
S-C-A-L-I-N.
Just Chuck. Like it sounds.
You want me to spell Chuck?
Well, actually, it wouldn't
yes,
hurt.
Yes, spell Chuck.
Yeah, really.
C-H-U-C-K-S-C-A-L-I-N.com.
And so everyone go check out Chuck and his work and find it. Now, are you working with a gallery in town or are you?
I've worked with many galleries in town. I'm not. This has been all consuming for the past year, this project.
Really?
I mean, let me just state that it's a major collaborative project.
Yeah.
Not only did I work with 30 artists, but I also worked with 7 or 8 additional people, designer, the printer, the cover designer, the interior designer.
So you made this happen.
Yes, this is my project, and it's like I said, it's a labor of love, and I hope people will enjoy it. And
I think we can wrap up and we'll just talk about, you know, how exciting this is going to be. And we really want to encourage everyone to get out and check out the website, check out the coloring
absolutely.
Book.
Absolutely. And just keep in mind, there are only 500 of these, so, and they will go fast and they will
be
collectible.
Be there or be square.
And that's going to kind of premiere and open and on first Friday.
Correct.
In September.
In September, the first Friday.
And so that should be a zinger down
that
on
would
Broad
be
Street.
That's open to the public.
September 5th.
Yes, open to the public, and we hope to see everybody there. It will be a nice exhibition. We are showing enlargements, by the way, enlargements of the original artwork, about 24 by, I don't know what size Matt decided on, but, and we will have boxes of crayons for people below each piece to actually color. So
that's
these will
great.
Be on the wall and people can come in and
so a collaborative
hopefully we won't
coloring.
Have any graffiti on these things, but,
I hope and pray.
Yeah, hope and pray. But this is, yes, it is, you know, part of the collaborative, effort of this project.
Thank you, Chuck. We didn't get to say much about you, but
oh, that's
you,
quite
you,
all right.
You were and have been a professional artist, professor emeritus, and former assistant chair of the Communication Arts and Design department at Virginia Commonwealth University, and the list goes on.
That is correct. Thank you.
So, yeah, absolutely.
And currently teaching at the Virginia Museum Studio School.
Are you?
Yes. What are you teaching? For the past 11 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I teach the art of collage and assemblage.
Oh, okay.
All right. Many students there.
All right. Fabulous. Okay. Well, it looks like we're about out of time. So thank you, Chuck Scalin, for coming and talking about coloring books.
And thank to both of you for inviting me here today. And
you've raised coloring books to a whole new level of
sophistication. We can hardly wait to see
them. I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope so.
Here I thought we were going to talk about just coloring books, but no.
No, this is...
We're talking about real live art here.
A little higher.
A little higher. That's great. Good for you. And thank you, folks, for listening. We hope to see you on the radio again. Next Wednesday at 12:30. This is Tim Dowring and Hugh Joyce, and we hope you have a great week. You are listening to WHAN 1430 AM and 102.9.